2023 State Convention Resolutions. Resolutions 23-01 regarding accessible communication from the Department of Social Services. Whereas the Department of Social Services, DSS, serves people with visual impairments and blindness, all having have the right to access information and services in a manner that is accessible to them. And whereas blind people may face challenges in independently accessing information sent by DSS through traditional printed letters because they may require assistance from others to read or interpret the information, which can compromise their privacy and independence, and whereas providing information in a form that blind people can read, such as Braille or accessible electronic formats, can enhance their ability to independently access and understand important communications from DSS, and whereas Braille and electronic formats are an effective means of communication for blind people, allowing us to access information in a timely and independent manner, and whereas accessible communication is a fundamental principle of respect and inclusivity that aligns with the principles of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, and other relevant laws and regulations, now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, in convention assembled this 16th day of April, 2023, in the city of St. Louis, Missouri, that the Department of Social Services is strongly encouraged to take the following actions to ensure accessible communications for blind people. 1. Provide all written communications, including letters, notices, and other relevant documents in accessible formats such as Braille, large print, or in an accessible electronic format, this being done upon request from blind people who are registered with DSS or self-identify as blind. 2. Establish and maintain a process for blind people to request accessible formats, including clear instructions on how to make such requests and the timelines for receiving the requested information. 3. Ensure that all DSS staff members are trained and knowledgeable about the importance of accessible communication and the available options for providing information in accessible formats to blind people. 4. Regularly review and update DSS policies, procedures, and communication practices to ensure compliance with accessibility requirements and best practices for providing information in accessible formats to blind people. And be it further resolved that DSS allocate the necessary resources, including budget and personnel, to implement and sustain the above measures, that it regularly monitor and report on the progress of implementing accessible communication practices for blind people. And be it further resolved that any policy change resulting from this resolution be circulated to all DSS staff members, posted in a prominent locations in DSS offices, placed on the DSS website, and shared with relevant stakeholders to raise awareness about the importance of accessible communication and demonstrate the department's commitment to inclusivity and accessibility for blind people. Resolution 2023-02 regarding HB 510. Whereas House Bill 510 would eliminate the requirement that blind pension annual review forms be sent via certified mail, among other provisions, and whereas similar legislation has been proposed for several years, and whereas this bill is currently on the House informal calendar, having successfully navigated through the House committee process, now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri and Convention assembled the 16th day of April, 2023, in the city of St. Louis, that we urge House Speaker Dean Plocher to expeditiously bring this bill up for a vote by the full House, and be it further resolved that we encourage the Senate to proceed with all deliberate speed to pass this once the House transmits the bill to it, so that this burdensome requirement can be finally eliminated. Resolution 23-03 regarding HB 812 for accessible prescription labels. Whereas House Bill 812 would provide that accessible prescription labels be available for blind people, people with visual impairment, and other Missourians with print reading disability, and whereas this bill was heard in committee on March 6th with no further action being taken since then, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri and Convention assembled the 16th day of April, 2023, in the city of St. Louis, Missouri, that we urge Committee Chair Mike Stevens to convene an executive session on this vital piece of legislation so that further action may be taken by the House to give all Missourians full access to their prescription information. Resolution 23-04 regarding accessible kiosks. Whereas retailers such as Hy-Vee, Target, Walmart, Aldi's, the Kroger family of stores, and others are now widely using self-checkout devices, and whereas more and more often the stores are relying solely on the self-checkout devices for customers to make their purchases without any human beings to assist customers, and whereas these devices are not usable by the visually impaired or blind customers because there's no speech output with either a speaker or headphone jack or any other method allowing the customer to interface with the machine, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri and Convention assembled the 16th day of April, 2023, in the city of St. Louis, Missouri, that we urge the Missouri Grocers Association and the Missouri Association of Retailers to seek a solution to this difficulty for the visually impaired and blind by urging all their members to provide at least one live checker when the retail establishment is open until the machines can be made fully accessible for every customer.